This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Well, what we like? Do you have something you're gonna? If you can hear it, do you have something you want to do?
I just want to sing along. Or I just like want to like be dropped in and like know where I am and feel my context.
You can hear it a little bit, no?
Oh crap! So
you got the bottle open.
Kevin, sing the theme song. Yeah, we had a whole. So for people, obviously before we record, yeah. There's a little bit of talking. Sarah put too much lotion on her hands. She could not open her water bottle. She wanted me to do it. I said no. She wanted Hayes to do it. He also did not want to touch the bottle.
I didn't want to touch it.
And then I don't know if she wiped her hands on her clothes or what, but the bottle's open and congrats and welcome to the show in person for the first time, Sarah Squirm.
Say that with conviction. I needed a big, strong man to open my bottle.
Yes.
I guess there weren't any in the room, huh?
Yeah, I suppose not.
Actually, I captured a spider last week. The thing, but you know, let's talk about it early. Just like don't do, you can like talk about nasty stuff, but like don't be gross.
Don't be like so gross.
You can talk about gross stuff.
The shows.
But don't have stuff on your hands.
Yeah.
Don't like. You put your finger in your ear like right after we started.
I can't hear ya. Hey, can't hear ya. Something in my ear, like, I guess.
Can't hear the theme song. Well, maybe it's because of all these bugs and you start pulling bugs out of your ear. This is like what you do. This is like my idea of what you do.
Today is Monday morning, 10 a.m. I'm unveiling my new personality. Sarah Normal.
Sarah Normal.
Okay.
Sarah Normal.
This I could get behind. This actually is more my speed. I'm a normal guy.
Because the nasty stuff, it's very New York. It's very like the table at the Coral Tree.
It's the comedy gets together that you build in New York.
Just, like, where picking their boogers.
The Coral
Only
Tree?
The most extreme boogery stuff.
You and Jim Norton eating your boogers. Like, I get, like, I understand that's what you do over there.
And you guys know, oh, crap, the subway is so freaking crazy in New York. You know, people always talking about that. Rats.
It's you.
Oh, my gosh. There's a rat driving the subway.
Out there.
Oh, crap. When people say I moved into my apartment in Bushwick and had a cockroach infestation, they're saying, oh, it was Sarah.
You're talking about you. Yeah, you were at the wall. You took your shoe off at the wall.
I took my shoe off.
Yeah. All these cockroaches came out of your shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You ever stepped on a cockroach?
No.
Can you guys let me Can you guys let me sip my water? You know how hard I struggled.
Fill it up so high to the top.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why it was hard to open.
Well, this is Sarah Normal. That's the new thing. She's very hydrated.
Sarah Normal drinks water.
Out of a? Say it.
Bottle.
Nalgene. Kind of a normal kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nalgene.
Normal Al Jean. The alter ego of Simpsons showrunner Al Jean.
Welcome. Sarah's back in L.A.
Mm-hmm. So you're here, and you're here to do shows.
She put her mouth all the way around, but...
And the show's insane. The show's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
And, why?
Because people are sheeple. And they're walking around their life going like... You know, they're programmed by society to think a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I'm waking them up. I go, wake up, look around you. Actually, things aren't as so simple and normal as you think they are. Actually, they're pretty messed up. They're pretty crapped up. So look at all this crazy gross stuff and think about that for a change.
I think, you know, okay, that's a noble intention. I don't know that showing boogers and the inside of someone's butt or whatever is like necessarily doing what you claim it does. I think it actually is making people go closer to being asleep again because they're closing their eyes mm-hmm. to say, I don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. And I think what we could do now, because you do have more shows on your tour,
mm-hmm.
is we could possibly craft a new special that would do what you want to do.
And yeah. This could happen at any time. Lauren's got one of those leashes with a little button on it.
mm-hmm.
At any time, he could retract the leash.
The little double tap.
Yeah.
He makes the noise to associate the... the tugging of the leash for you.
So and he will do it during a show. And he, like, that's, mm-hmm. like, he knows exactly.
And nothing I've shown on screen on this tour would have triggered that. I mean, I'm showing some stuff that would get me kind of...
Well, that's like the other thing. We got this screen.
That's something, by the way. There boogers coming out of a butt.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Boogers out
of... Take out a piece of paper and pen and write that down.
Kevin's writing with a highlighter. Just it's because he's a raver. It's like,
he spelled boogers with one O.
boogers out of
boogers.
That says boogers.
Boogers out of a butt with three T's.
It says boogers my butt. It's not your butt.
No, Kevin. I mean, I guess why did you write boogers my butt?
You know what? I've done every body fluid, but I haven't done, in all sincerity, haven't done boogers because I'm like, that's baby crap.
But you've done baby crap.
Yeah, the one it's... Is it true but that baby crap is white? What am I thinking of?
Well, there's different colors that you're dealing with. Like, what are you thinking of? What are you thinking of? You're thinking of insane things to say to shock me. That's what you're always thinking of. And you know what? I'm not going to take the bait this time. Here's the deal. I go to see a live show. I don't want boogers coming out of a butt on a screen. I'm here to see a human being. You know what I mean? I'm totally. Here for something primal and totally. Interaction with a live person. Totally. So let's lose the screen and let's actually connect with the audience.
Yeah, okay. How about this? Dating's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is fucking strange. You know what I mean? Like, really think about that dynamic. Maybe I'll spend the rest of my life with you, or maybe I'll just have a bad conversation. The stakes are unbelievably high. And yet we all enter again and again into this contract with the other person, right? To sort of feel each other out, circle one another, eat in front of each other. That alone is weird. I'm eating in front of you.
I'm making, hello.
Here, this will help you. I'm making poop. That's having dinner on a date. I'm making poop right now. That's what we're doing. Okay. Oh, hang on. let me sniff this bottle of wine so I can make pee. Like, that's the job of the date. And like, this is a way that you can take your perspective, which is stuff is gross, everything comes out of people,
uh-huh.
and actually connect it to like humanity and what we're doing. Because we're dating. I'm dating again. That's new. That's strange. Have you seen some of these dates people go on? Went on an axe throwing date the other day. These places. Yeah. Not sure that's a good sign. It was her idea.
And you're entering this social contract, right?
Yes.
You're making poop, you're making pee, and the whole time you're deliberating, whether it's like verbally or kind of in the mind, am I going to be making sex with this person later? And I mean, what's grosser than that, folks?
Okay.
Tell me if this is true. No, go ahead.
I want to workshop the language. I want to know that was not working for me. Something about the part, like the whole time you're debating whether it's verbally or kind of in the mind. I got a little lost.
Verbally debating with them.
I was rocking with what was happening over here. Like I was fucking with that and it was resonating with me.
Yeah, totally.
But like this, once it got into the part about whether you're debating verbally or kind of in the mind.
I think let's lose kind of. Let's be strong in our convictions of like how we're debating it. And let's Also, I think lose verbally from this.
Yeah.
I think we can just be debating in the mind. Oh, God.
I want to get there. I want to get to the idea.
And tell me
I'm not sure what it was.
But, tell me if this is true for chicks.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this about chicks. Instant, they decide. This guy's getting some or no bueno. Mm-hmm. They just know. And then the rest of the date, like, the dude's got no idea. He's talking about what? Crypto, his fantasy football team, right?
Ladies, picture it. You're at the axe throwing bar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
You see the guy pull up into the parking lot with a damn Prius. You go, ladies, this guy's got a little one. You know what I'm talking about?
And you could tell.
Sorry. For that one, for me, it was the use of ladies again. The second use of ladies, because it's your internal monologue.
Right. So scrub there,
style. Yeah, yeah, skirt, that's fine. That works.
Scratch, look to camera, ladies.
No, you know what I'm talking you're not about. Saying ladies there again. Because mm-hmm. you say ladies, it makes sense. But for your character's internal monologue, saying ladies again, like you're not supposed to be addressing the ladies there.
Okay, well, can I try? Okay, he pulls into the parking lot with Prius
and the damn Prius. Yes.
Record scratch, skirt, look to camera. I know you're wondering how I got here.
That was good. I could tell you really wanted to say ladies at the beginning.
Restraint you showed, not that I liked what you did
visibly
say,
self-editing.
But it's such great progress to not say ladies in that moment. Like, this is like, it's the effort that's appreciated, you know? Because we do get people who come on the show and they don't listen and they do keep saying ladies, you know, or the equivalent. When Hayes has clearly said, you're fucking
there's
up.
A time for it, you know? But it's not.
And not to be crass, I want a yes and, you guys. Seriously, I do.
Yeah.
No, okay. I, you know, and I might be on TV. Yeah. So what?
Yeah.
So who
Why
gives
do you
a
think
crap?
That's crass? On TV. Oh, yeah. Are you getting ready to say who gives a crap?
Who gives a crap if I'm on TV? I'm willing to. Yeah. Yes, and you guys.
Yeah.
Even though you're on TV, you will debase yourself and cheapen yourself to the point where you can actually yes and to complete fucking loser plebes who aren't on TV. You called us Gen Pop. You said when you walked, you said, oh, here's the Gen Pop.
I said, oh, a couple of common folk.
Couple civilians,
Well, this is kind of like a TV show, video podcast.
And, you know,
we're on screen. We're on screen. We're not on TV, but we're on screen.
Ladies, skirt, record scratch. You know when you walk into the podcast.
Skirt, also, I want to go back to skirt as well. People use that as a sound effect, but usually not for like a record scratch.
And if you,
you
say it
I mean?
Right after lady, it just makes me think that you're talking about a skirt.
It sounds like the ladies are going skirt.
And you guys, and before the cameras and the microphone was rolling, you guys did refer
were
to
rolling.
Women as a couple of skirts.
Before the cameras and the microphone were rolling.
Yeah.
You said was rolling.
We referred to women as a couple of skirts.
Even cameras alone.
That's apocryphal.
Yeah.
That's apocryphal.
Skirts. You know that freaking feeling when you walk in to do a podcast and there's damn cameras rolling and you said, good thing I put on eyeliner today, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought I was about to do an audio medium, but hell, there's three cameras.
Did Kevin not tell you about the camera?
You think I'm reading an email to save my damn life?
This has happened a lot to Kevin. People are surprised about the cameras, and he goes, it was in the email. And then they say, I didn't read the email. And it's happened often enough that I'm wondering if there's something else we need to do.
Well, what is your cool, your email avatar? It's you, but it's a drawing.
It's me with a vampire cape.
Who drew that?
Someone.
Kevin told me that he... wanted a vampire cartoon of himself because he loved The Walking Dead. Which I was like, I don't, which fine, like, I'm not into any of that shit. Like, I don't care. But from the little I know, I'm like, it doesn't seem connected. Am I wrong?
He, and so you hear him say, like, oh, someone, then, like, he wants this. It's his other GF. Mm-hmm. Like, he, and his ass just got caught.
I hope nobody asked me about this cartoon.
You could do a crazy stand-up set about this. Fellas, you know when you have your other GF and she's drawing anime of you and crap like that?
Oh, yeah. One per person. What are we at? The deli? Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Why do I have so many sperm? So I could just unload it into one pine box?
I have 20 sperm.
Yeah, I've
so Kevin's sperm count is 20. So he's like,
yeah, let me see. I'll just use one spoon for the entire rest of my life. One fork, one cup to drink from. That won't make me incredibly sick. And then I wonder if who you make sex with is a little more important even than a fork and spoon. If that's an even bigger decision, and maybe we don't want to lock ourselves into just one. Because that also will create a new kind of sickness. Blue balls. A real medical condition.
Fellas, don't you freaking hate it when you like have to wear a diaper all the time because you're damn creaming your pants so much walking around LA seeing all these skirts walking around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to basically wear a diaper.
Yeah.
Considering how much you're cream cheesing your pants, seeing all these skirts walking around Los Angeles.
That there, I think you really have something.
Yes. Yes.
We don't talk about this.
No, and we don't. And I think you could even go into some of what some of these bras are wearing. I mean, the outfits are like, okay, so you want me to cream cheese my pants? Yes. Your words.
And people like, and then the skirts are making fun of you for having a big bunched up diaper. Yeah. It's like, what?
Honey.
So you want me to not wear a diaper?
You just caused it.
Yes.
The diaper's for you.
Yes.
With these damn tube tops, all these skirts are walking around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can toggle back and forth. Well, so this is interesting, right? So here's the microphone you have where you're talking and you're going like, these damn skirts or whatever. Then you get on the other microphone and you go, ladies, you know when you meet a guy at the axe throwing contest and he's got a big bunched up diaper?
Like, and you think it's a bulge and you think he's rocking with a tree trunk down there? Turns out it's just a damn baby's diaper.
He goes up to remove one of the axes and someone throws one and lands it straight on the diaper and it just safely wedges it there. The diaper is so thick and bunched up to account for all the cream cheesing that's happening throughout the day. The man doesn't even notice. He just had an axe.
He got a damn axe-proof diaper.
Ladies.
Bulging out of his Bill Blass khakis.
Ladies, please. Don't you hate when you go on a date with a freaking guy to an escape room and you're trapped in there, you can't find the keys, and he's damn filling up his diaper, but you can't get out of the room.
Yeah, the final door opens. Okay, great, time to leave the room. Oops, the enormous diaper is wedged into the door.
Oh, and hold on.
I have to hold I've got the almost got it sign in the picture at the end.
I got a line for you, which is, I'm looking for the keys, not the cream cheese. You scream that part. But you're going back and forth between these two different mics to change perspectives. And now we don't need a screen. We've got two mics and we're reflecting all of humanity. And I think there's room for more characters, Sarah.
Sarah Normal Sherman in Netflix Presents Two Mics. Just fucking rolls off tongue, really.
Sarah Normal Sherman
and Netflix Presents Two Mics.
Mm-hmm. And I'm on strike. So I don't mean to say Netflix in a promotional way.
Are you on strike? Do you have to do it too? Are you on strike as well?
I said, hell, I'll throw my hat in the ring. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you do to me doesn't seem like it should fall under like the union.
Yes. I think if
jurisdiction,
you,
like,
and I should get health insurance for what I do. I shouldn't.
If you just like, asked, or even if you didn't ask,
it doesn't seem like you want health insurance. Yes. You want like all like gross stuff happening to bodies. Like it just doesn't feel like something you'd be interested in.
And in all seriousness, I have actually used my health insurance for this show that I'm doing. Because let's just say, I don't want to spoil anything. Let's just say a doctor put a camera somewhere. And let's just say I then asked if I could have the footage from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say they gave me a USB drive with that shit so fucking fast it would make your head fucking spin. And I'm sorry to drop crazy vulgarities at this 9 in the morning.
No, it's okay to be crass. It's not 9 in the morning.
Your fake watch should be on your left wrist.
What, am I married to time? Yeah, the old ball and chain. Yeah. Time.
Y'all like my wedding ring?
Hell is that?
It's really comfy.
Yeah. It's new. It's new. I just forgot I had it on there today, but yeah.
Looks so comfy.
It's a really comfy ring.
The motion
for me,
sickness
it was like,
ring?
Yeah, it was just comfort. Well, and you can use it to put your hair up if you want as well.
Are you saying that because I'm a skirt?
Saying because it should probably just be up.
Something. Let's try something. Let's not just give up.
Do you guys see how long my rat tail's getting? Huh? Huh?
Wow.
Huh? Looks a bit dry, doesn't it?
We're getting there.
It's crackling.
You'll fit right in New York. I'll tell you what, all the fucking rats driving the buses and stuff.
Pizza rat.
You know what I mean?
Pizza rat.
Pizza rat.
Cockroach bagel.
The strike rat, which I guess applies to you, although that doesn't feel right to me. It just doesn't seem like what you do has anything to do with what.
I'll say Scabby the rat. He looks awesome. You see his stomach?
Oh my god!
Talk about
he's
Sarah
Squirm. Oh yeah, real good.
No, he is.
Wait, why are we talking about Sarah Squirm?
You see this stomach? It has like all the Scabby the rat.
Uh huh.
He's got like these like sores and scabs and leaky.
Right,
stuff
but
on
why?
It.
But why are we? Why you said talk about Sarah Squirm?
Talk about that, Sarah Squirm.
That's the, really that's
like you're so in love with your own brand
that we want to
like
use
anything grotesque at all.
You're saying
you
that.
Say it. Talk about Sarah
I'm
Squirm.
Always seeing
you should
something
want someone else to say it, I guess.
I'm always seeing something on the ground and being like, "Well, that's serving Sarah Squirm realness," and then I look around to no one.
Okay, Sarah Squirm coated much.
And then I turn around and I go to my right, ladies.
For me, it's the way the rats have basically become hermit crabs in the men's diapers that are discarded on the street. And as they get larger and larger, they find bigger and bigger diapers to use as a shell.
Yeah, they graduate from one diaper shell to the next. They just need one that has more
and the
cream
diapers,
cheese.
The diapers are used, and so they are effective. They're very hard, protective shell. For the rats.
Yeah, well, this is something you said you wanted to talk about, that semen hardens and becomes like a crust inside the diaper.
Yeah.
This is like, we were sent a handful of topics that you wanted to cover on the episode.
And how it becomes basically papier-mâché.
Yes.
No way has anyone ever pronounced it like.
It's French. It's like a French word.
Yeah.
Papier-mâché.
Paper mâché. Sorry, I'll pronounce it your way.
Let me get it down to Sarah Squirm style.
Paper mâché.
It's papier-mâché.
It's papier-mâché.
It's papier-mâché. It's an artistic medium developed initially in France. I thought you would know because you're all into like puppets and crafts and like making this. It's like you have worked, I'm certain, with papier-mâché. So it's like, what are we doing here? Like, why are you pretending that you don't know what we're saying?
Speak English much?
Who are some of your favorite? I mean, like this is the legacy that you've sort of inherited, whether we like it or not. Who are some of your favorite sculptors?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite sculptors.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
like in the
cause, I guess.
You love cause.
It's like your whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
like,
I guess that mouse cause is pretty funny the first time.
When I am walking down the fucking street, which, by the way, people don't really do in Los Angeles, put their hooves to the pavement.
Yeah.
When I'm walking down the street in Los Angeles and I just fucking see a mural of a monkey with headphones on and paint splatter on the side of a sweet green, that is what speaks to me artistically. And I know you guys asked for sculpture.
Okay, so you do know that.
Okay, all right. Well, that eliminates my question, which is, did you hear a fucking word Hayes said when he asked you for your favorite?
It's like, yes, I like that too.
Marcel,
like,
that's Duchamp.
Us. We're all basically
Marcel Duchamp. Marcel
Duchamp.
Marcel Duchamp.
Marcel Duchamp with the shoes. Marcel Duchamp.
He put a fucking urinal on a pedestal in a museum. And he said, you ever think that maybe that could be a sculpture for once?
Yeah.
If you just look around you and you see the abject grotesquerie of life around us and think, well, hell, maybe that's art. Maybe I'll write my freaking name on it and say that's a million.
But I like that because, like, isn't life gross enough? Isn't it grotesque enough without Sarah Squirm going out and collecting footage of booger butt canals? Like, don't we have it? We have that already. But what we need is more beauty, more kindness.
Yes. But that
what
sculpture,
if you just
in
went
a way,
on stage and were kind?
Yeah.
Like, think about that as a show.
Yeah. Like, go, like, hey, you in the front row, where are you from? Indianapolis? That sounds like a nice place to be from. Congratulations. I hope you and your family are well.
You're beautiful. No, if no one's told you yet today, you're beautiful,
you are beautiful
and you matter.
So, but you're, I don't know if you're doing this on purpose, but, like, he doesn't have a family. Like, he's at your show, so.
Yeah. He's from Indianapolis.
You
he came to
family.
Your show. Like, he's this is not a person with a family. This is a person who is adrift.
This man has no family.
Right. And so then he says something like, I actually don't have a family. And then I said, well, look to your left and look to your right. You
There's
have
nobody
a new
here.
Family.
We're your family now. Yeah.
It's just me. That's how you could hear me so clearly when I speak in a normal tone of voice.
Well, in turn, and swivel all the way around, there's a sound guy there. Okay. Hey, if there's no one there, at least there's a sound guy. And hell, maybe a spot up.
A sound guy. That's interesting.
Yeah. I found that interesting,
actually
too. I caught that as well. Yeah.
I think women can do sound.
Sound human.
My opinion.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I think women can do sound. That's my opinion. So, but yeah, I guess whatever. It's your show.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook. I want, here's, as a woman with a very, very questionable haircut.
Yes, queen.
I want to say something. Let's get women back in the kitchen. Get them away from the soundboards, away from the PAs, and let's get back to the hearth and the home, because we as a country have lost sight. I mean, my God, look what women are doing now. Sarah Squirm getting it there, being fucking disgusting, not knowing how to make a damn sandwich. You put me in the kitchen and say,
again,
but
that's
"Hey,
your
I'd
example."
Like
yeah, just like okay, Sarah talk Squirm about Sarah again. Squirm. Look at what Sarah Squirm's doing. Like, I like that you're embracing this two mics idea, where sometimes you're on a mic just talking about yourself, and then sometimes
there
I guess
must
you are
be
yourself,
another example.
I guess it's that we only have one mic, so when it shifts to me, it's imperceptible.
Fellas, don't you hate when your lady makes you a damn sandwich in the kitchen and it's so fucking disgusting and made out of so much expired food that you're glad you're wearing your diaper for a different reason besides cream cheesing? You got damn diarrhea blown out your back hole.
Now here I feel like we could have said fellas more. I know it goes yes. against the ladies, yes. though, but I feel like we could have brought the fellas in
yes.
again.
Yeah.
Just this sort of reset and go like, this is for you. Like, I'm catering to this one group. Like, it just feels, it's like hearing your name, you know, that like old Dale Carnegie tactic, right? The sweetest sound in the world to someone else is their own name or the word fellas.
And we can talk about, I don't think we have to disparage the ladies to talk about right. what the fellas are
no,
are going
dude.
Through, like some of the unique
well, that limits
obstacles
the
that we face now, yeah. having to take our diapers all the way off to go pee-pee in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it on the floor because we have to hold it with both hands. of course, hold our shirt under our chin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or bite down on our shirt. Pull it all the way up into our mouth, bunch it up, bite down on it, and then try not to choke when we accidentally swallow part of our t-shirt.
Just try to go to the art museum, see a urinal, immediately have to go pee-pee in the bathroom, have to take our diapers all the way off at the museum.
Mm-hmm. Tell us when you go to the museum and you pee-pee your diaper so hard that you gotta go to the bathroom and wring it out, bring your diaper out like a ShamWow into the toilet so you can then reuse the diaper.
Because you can't bring more than one diaper. They're so big. You can barely handle them when you got on.
Now, what are you guys writing in that notebook?
Just poems and stuff.
Yeah.
Just like freeform, like, just like wild ass poetry. Like stuff that a lot of times I dream in words. Mm-hmm. Like it's literally just images of words coming to me.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I drive down a HeadGum as fast as I can and I grab the notebook and I just start like, yeah.
And then we leave them here.
Transcribing
and like,
it.
Supposedly they're not touching them, but like, of course then Amanda Gorman does that poem and I'm like, okay, that was my exact poem.
That was so...
that I wrote a HeadGum.
Suspicious
to okay,
me.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Like...
it's a pretty big criticism. That is the exact poem that I wrote.
Did I... okay.
I'm sitting here watching it like, okay.
Just checking off the boxes of like, covered this, yes. Covered this, said this about, yes, America being a bird. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was doing all of this.
Yes.
Like, it was...
it's like, okay, go off.
Tough morning just because everyone was liking it. And I was like, you're liking my thing. But of course, if I say that now, like, I'm like...
right. And Sean wrote the same poem too.
Yeah, I wrote the same damn one. But that makes sense. We're together all day.
We're having the same experiences. Like, yeah. Yes, totally. We're going to write the same poems. Like,
because you guys have mind link.
We're just doing the same shit. Like,
that's not what we call it. Yeah. But
are you guys synesthetic?
Very synesthetic. Yeah. Extremely. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Because you're like, you're seeing in colors and you're smelling in numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing math. Doing math with my honking beezer.
Yep.
I've been laughing so hard this entire time. I'm profusely sweating. And I don't know what the link is there. But I'm laughing so hard.
I can tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it is completely unrelated.
Yeah.
There's no...
it is you having
physiological connection.
A physical issue.
Yes.
And then also, at the same time, we're being funny. Like, there's two things. Right.
Because, like, yeah, like, yes, people come in here and, like, lose their entire shit. Like, yes. that is what we do.
No one else has ever gotten sweating.
No
one,
this has never happened before.
Yeah. No one's talked about sweating. I haven't been able to see their sweat. You're covered in sweat.
Yes. Except your rat tail, which is still somehow
bone hunks of it are dry.
Big hunks of it are snapping off.
I can hear the crunch of the rat tail from here. It's just...
and I don't own a comb.
Just one big ass split end.
It is.
Get some fucking cream rinse. Get thee to a cream rinse store.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I need to take
really
my diaper.
Distressing. No, it's true. Yeah. Rinse
a
that
cream
thing out.
Rinse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What could you be referring to?
We don't
to?
Use cream rinse? Okay, well, that actually explains a lot.
Ladies, you know when a date's going well, when afterwards he takes you back to his place and gives you the cream rinse of your life. And crap, fellas, you know what I'm talking about when, like, you can't just have one ball and chain. Because don't you wish you could be polyamorous around the whole city and be giving cream rinses to all number of... of skirts in town.
Oh, yes, I see.
And fellas, don't you have like a crazy Madonna whore complex where, well, I can't be giving cream rinses to my wife,
mm-hmm.
because I can't be vulgarizing my wife in this way because of my Madonna whore complex. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think
of
other
been
stuff.
Good. It's kind of dissecting
while you're
stuff.
Talking.
Yeah.
And I was thinking Kevin on the couch, like Titanic, and his other G, has got his shirt off and he's got his big yabos out. And his other GF is drawing him as a little vampire, cartoon vampire.
And he's saying,
in a cape.
He's saying papier mâché me, like one of your French girls. It's
papier mâché me, like one of your French girls.
One of your French girls, yeah.
That makes sense.
That's really close to something.
It's from France.
Thinking about the poems again now. It's just stuck in my head.
You're yawning because you're bored?
That wasn't...
not a yawn.
That's not a yawn.
Like a big breath.
Just to like kind of reset?
Just something. Just have to try something. Because I'm just like dealing with the reality of like whatever else happens in this show, I'm going to need to do it. And so I'm going to need my strength. And so let me get some more oxygen and just reset. And like start making the
part
show
of the
again.
Reset. You take a big piece off the microphone, see if this works.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that.
Do you want to pull yours off?
Oh, this is cool. They have like the news people have this on their microphones as well.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome observation.
So, for people who are just enjoying the audio version, Sarah Squirm took the little headgum cube off the bottom of the microphone and said, the news people have this on their microphones as well. I don't know what she meant.
You know,
and I don't need to know.
The cube always says, like, Channel 7 News on the cube.
Mm-hmm.
Live from Channel 7 News.
I'll yeah. It. News cube.
So thank God you guys have a video podcast for moments like that. It builds out the dimensionality of the Hollywood Handbook experience. Oh, it's a Hollywood handbook. It's a notebook.
So I do want to talk about, we have these hats.
Yeah.
Right.
You are wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And it has the mesh part like ours does. Yeah.
Yes.
Can we get you to start wearing a different kind of hat?
Yeah, you can make it crazy and fucked up. Like you can put like
because we're trying to like
you do like so that it's your thing.
Right.
But we do need you to wear. Don't cover up the logo, obviously, because we need you to wear this hat and join the hat pack.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. What I'm actually pitching. I want her to either like wear a different kind of hat or just not wear a hat.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I don't want her to be wearing our hat.
You want her to wear the
style. You can't say I'm on the same
couch
as her.
Right.
You know the mesh, the holes in the mesh. Grease is kind of being extruded through them like a Play-Doh spaghetti maker machine.
Okay.
It's basically like she's growing new hair.
And then if that happens through our hat, people will think
it's very congealed and it's darker than her actual hair.
Like it's like a meat grinder happening on the back of my head.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Play-Doh
out.
Spaghetti maker machine. I think is pretty similar.
It's pretty good concept.
It looks a lot like the meat grinder.
I'll say this: maybe I should take this hat off because
you ever see the hydraulic press videos where there's little holes in the top of the press so that like whatever they press a candle and the wax shoots out.
Yeah,
looks like the Play-Doh spaghetti maker.
It looks like a meat grinder.
I feel like we had it.
Kind of a meat grinder or a Play-Doh spaghetti maker.
So my suggestion is, I think Sarah not wearing a hat could be very...
Because you want me to show it my beautiful face?
Successful for the pro hat project. And we've had to have these conversations. Like, Ego, we gave her the hat, and then she immediately went out there and posted that she had a very serious headache.
Yeah, she said that she's had, she said, like, love having a migraine for 2 days, and the photo, front and center,
it's
is
just her
hat
wearing the hat.
Right.
Which we were like, thank you so much for posting the hat and for wearing it, and also, please don't make it seem like the hat is... physically hurting people.
Right.
Because that's like not really going to move product the way
that we need. And so you're saying you don't want me then wearing the hat, posting a picture of the hat with sludge coming out of the hole.
Well, you can stop right there. We don't want you wearing the hat.
Well, I'll say this about this hat that I'm wearing right now for the listeners at home who aren't watching the video podcast element. I am wearing a Von Dutch hat, and I did put it on, and many people did say to me, oh, you know, there was just a documentary about Von Dutch being racist and anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And you wrote Theo on the top, so it says Theo Von Dutch.
What I was curious about this. Kat Von D. She Kat Von Dutch? Is that what the D's for?
I also wonder if removing the hat would the sludge would come out a little slower. Maybe it's almost like you have your thumb on a hose.
Well, maybe you take the hat off, but then you put just like the handle of a bucket on top of your head, and there's a bucket at the back of your neck that can collect all the sludge that comes out of your hair.
And who am I thinking is Buckethead?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who are you thinking is Buckethead?
Could be anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beavis and Buckethead?
Kat Von Doe's tattoos are cool.
Yeah.
Glad somebody liked it.
That's her name. Kat, Kat Von Doe's tattoos are cool.
It is shocking to come into a room where everyone's wearing the same hat except for you. I will say that.
Well, Casey's not allowed to wear it.
Did you choose not to wear it, or you're not allowed to wear it?
Mine's at the dry cleaner right now. So
oh my God, you wash your hat.
Yeah, well, the hat pack hat.
He doesn't wash it, he dry cleans it.
That's the whole...
Yeah.
The whole idea is that he's not washing it.
Yeah.
By the way, dry cleaning doesn't clean anything. You know that. They just spray chemicals on it.
Well...
Let me get just because they hand your stuff back, the idea of dry cleaning.
Just because they hand your stuff back and say, we give up.
That doesn't mean that the process itself for most of society has not been working for a very long time. Just because they cry uncle when you
just
because
they hang up just because they hang up a gone fishing sign in the window when you pass by.
Just because
reveal a secret staircase under the counter, walk down, pull a trap door close, and you hear like 9 different locks click shut.
Just because every time I come, they say, we've had a medical emergency, we've had a medical emergency. And just because every time I come, they light the whole place on fire for an insurance settlement. Yes. Who gives a crap? And ladies, don't you hate when in order to bed with a man in this city, you have to spray him with a bunch of chemicals first because he's so freaking disgusting.
So, like, all right. So this came up, obviously, from the dry cleaning
it's
conversation.
It's not obvious to me.
Right, but it was like...
It did happen.
I like the right swing after. Of the big transition right into this stand-up routine, but it's like you're dry cleaning the man?
Here's the thing. Look, a comic's mind is like a lawnmower, okay? Mm-hmm. You revved me up when I got in
only
here.
Only functions went open.
Little pebbles shooting out.
So I've just been this whole time, you guys have been talking. Mm-hmm. I hear Charlie Brown adults, bah, 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 and I'm just going, fucking get
it's
back
not
to
what
the
they
set.
Sound like.
A comic's mind is like a lawnmower. My dad hit a pet turtle with one.
A comic's mind is like a lawnmower. In that
is helpful. That is helpful to me.
And that it's, let me clarify the comparison here.
In which heretofore, so to speak, apropos.
Allow me to illustrate the ways in which this statement I've just made is true.
And we must have one at this point.
Paint a picture in the mind's eye.
Yeah.
A comic's mind is like a lawnmower in which heretofore it is attached to a shirtless man. So I painted a picture of Bert Kreischer. Shirtless man operating a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
Shirtless man operating the comic's mind.
The comic's mind.
Bert Kreischer. And is he always not wearing a shirt?
he's a party machine. Like, it's like, he's not like a lawnmower. He's like a party machine.
Right.
He's wearing a shirt in order to take the shirt off.
Right. Right.
But it only exists like, it's like a sort of glitch. Like, it's right. like you see it just so you can remember that, like, it was there right. as you're experiencing what you will ultimately kind of lock in as the image,
right?
Which is
the chest,
the fucking barrel. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we talk about bodies yeah. in this very limited way. This man is delivering a barrel upstairs.
Yeah.
It's not easily erased once seen. And the implication to me of what he could do to me,
yeah.
it's not lost.
What you
can see makes you think about what you can't see.
He could break you like a Kit Kat.
Oh, buddy.
He could.
And I just might let him. Barrel upstairs, barrel downstairs. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's just say it. Let's just say it, man. Squirt Crusher.
And they say, like, you know, I'm just in LA for a short time. You know, and this is a common occurrence. You're walking around LA, you're feeling self-conscious about your body,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you don't have BBL. You don't have
Big Ozempic. Barrel lad. It's like if you knocked on that thing, it would sound like you're trying to get into, like, the castle keep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Goom. Who goes there?
Yes.
From deep inside.
Because it's like hard, like it looks like hard and strong.
Dude.
It looks insanely hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It looks, you could toss that down a bowling alley lane, knock over yes. a couple mm-hmm. of pins, get a strike.
That's my One Oak.
Speaking of.
I'd like a table at One Oak. For Kreischer's torso.
Yes.
The fucking Kreischer building.
Matt, yes. Three holes in there like a bowling ball. Imagine. It feels so good.
One in the belly button.
Yeah.
Two in the pinky. Mm-hmm. One in the stinky. Throw it down. Steve Reich. Steve, and that's me on the picket line.
Steve Reich.
And Adam Conover saying, get off the picket line. You're making us look bad. Because I'm going, Steve Reich. Ted Sarandos is going. He's going. He's out of here.
Is Adam Conover involved in the strike? Is he connected to it?
I saw a TikTok that he did. I don't know if you saw this. But he was walking on the picket line doing a TikTok. And he's like, people ask me, what's the best way for people to help out during the strike? Please come over here and get Sarah Sherman away from me.
Well, they said, right? Show the networks what they're missing out on right yeah. now. Funny mm-hmm. writers. Mm-hmm. Funny writing, joke writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, can I have a Sharpie? Can I have mm-hmm. a blank picket sign?
Yeah.
Let mm-hmm. me write a joke.
What'd you do?
And I wrote.
What did you write on there?
Oh, God. Tell me what you wrote on there. I can't. Oh, it's like I don't want to hear what you wrote on there, but now I have to.
What did you write on that sign, Sarah? What did you
write on that sign with the Sharpie and everything? What did you do?
You want some jokes? No, Governor. Governor, you want some jokes? You're going to have to pay these blokes. And it's kind of like, you know, maybe evocative.
Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.